Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes in a Movie, currently playing in theaters or streaming.
The Woman in the Window stars Amy Adams, Julianne Moore, and Gary Oldman. Remember that Hitchcock film Rear Window? This film has a similar plot, but with many twists. A child psychologist named Anna is totally panic-stricken if she leaves her apartment. It's a condition called agoraphobia. Therefore, she lives with her cat and spends her waking hours looking out the window. And this is in between drinking and taking a lot of pills. She sees the wife of a neighbor being savagely murdered. Did what she see really happen? With these talented actors, you'd think this film would be compelling, right? Not this time.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one, Susan. I'm taking the minority opinion if you look at the overall critical reaction to this movie. A lot of filmmakers have tried to recapture the signature style of Hitchcock, the master of suspense, but I think The Woman in the Window is one of the best and most involving of the many Hitchcock imitations. Amy Adams is excellent in the lead, and it has a terrific supporting cast, sharp dialogue by Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Tracy Letts, and skillful direction by Joe Wright, and to me, it all adds up to a solid and involving thriller.
The overriding mood is not so much suspenseful as it is depressing. However, midway through, everything does change. There is some suspense, and no one is necessarily who they seem. The big question, like I said, is, did what she see really take place? Russ, my lips are sealed.
As are mine, Susan. I think in the case of The Woman in the Window, Hitchcock would have approved. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.